The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. Royals drop the finale in Minnesota. They drop the series to the Twins, and they now return home 3-4 on this road trip. Listen, I can go wherever you want after this one. If you want me to rant and rave, I could do that. If you want me to present reasons for optimism, I'm more than happy to do that as well. But I want to hear from you. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. It had the chance of being the best win of the season. Instead, it's maybe the worst series of the season. Royals lose the finale. They drop 3-4 to the Twins. They've now dropped 5-7. To the division rivals. 7-6, your final score. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. If you're unhappy, I'm unhappy. I'm very displeased with Chris Stratton. I understand you are as well. Some of you upset with the manager for allowing Chris Stratton to face Carlos Correa there in the sixth inning. I understand. I'm more upset with Chris Stratton. You want to place some blame at the feet of the manager, you go right ahead. To me, the veteran that you brought in Chris Stratton, sure, John Schreiber, possibly. Yeah. You go to Schreiber, you go to MacArthur, maybe they get out of that two-out, bases-loaded, tie-game jam right there. Maybe Schreiber, maybe MacArthur wiggles out of it, but boy, that's a pretty tough spot to put them in. Not saying you don't do it. But Chris Stratton created that mess. I have no issue with him needing to clean up that mess. So you're unhappy, I'm unhappy too. But for those of you that are pleased with what you're seeing from this team, a team that now, 35-23, the sixth best record in Major League Baseball. For those of you that are still very happy, I'm very happy too. And after this one today, how can you not be happy with what you saw from MJ Melendez? What you saw from Bobby Witt Jr. in the ninth inning with two outs, keeping the team alive with a two-run single? How can you not be happy with what you saw from Daniel Lynch? Five innings of two-run baseball and a spot start for the 27-year-old lefty. So if you're happy, I'm happy. Where do you want to take this one today? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Yeah, you're up 4-0 in this game. 4-0 heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. You feel good. You feel as if this is going to be a game in which the Royals were underdogs. You know, Brady Singer scratched just hours before the game. You think this has a chance of being the best win of the season. Instead, it's now a losing road trip, and Minnesota, you had a chance to rob Minnesota of that feeling they have inside that clubhouse right now. The feeling of, sure, the Royals are above us in the standings, but we're the superior team. We've shown as much when we match up. That's what they're saying inside that Twins clubhouse. You had a chance to rob them of that momentum. You had a chance to leave town five games between you and third place Minnesota. Now it's a three-game difference separating second and third place right now in this division. It had a chance to be the best win of the season. You know, and watching these games, a case can be made this is the worst we've seen from the Royals over a four-game stretch. Now, it ain't that shabby. I'm not acting as if it's 2023, 22, 20, 21, 19, 18, any of those awful seasons. But this series loss, with the way that they booted the ball around defensively, with the way that Chris Stratton and Carlos Hernandez threw the ball out of the bullpen. Case can be made this is the worst series we've seen from the boys so far this season. So where do you want to take this one? 913-586-7610. We're going to start off in Ray Moore. Clay, you're hitting the leadoff. Go ahead, buddy.
Josh, hey, is it fair to still be optimistic, but with just a little frustration mixed in?
100%.
Okay, to be in the position we are where it's so painful to give up a game like this, I mean, we haven't been there for a long time, so we're still in a good place. But then you look at what MJ did today, what Vinny did today, what Bobby did today, and it's like a gut punch. So I'm going to split hairs. I'm still really optimistic about what we got, but boy, today hurt. So I'll just leave it at that. I think we're still in a good place, but this one kind of hurt. So thanks.
I understand.
And I'll let it get back to you. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call. Okay, so looking at this game today, what's the reason why you lost? Well, Chris Stratton there in the sixth inning, an error from Michael Garcia in the fourth inning. You know, offensively, you're looking at missed opportunities. Okay, you had Bobby on second with only one out in the third, and Vinny nor Salvi are able to come through. Had two on with two outs in the sixth inning, and Freddie Fermin was unable to come through. No, nothing glaring. If there is, it's that third inning opportunity with your three and four hitters up. But, hey, Vinny had a good day. Vinny with his first multi-hit game in 3 weeks. Vinny's first home run in 3 weeks, snapping a 56 at-bat homerless streak for the undeniable one. So I'm not going to get down on Vinny. Certainly not disappointed in Salvi. Salvi's now reached base safely in 22 straight games. So Salvi and Vinny not coming through in a spot there in the third, that's not a trend. You know, Michael Garcia booting one in the fourth inning or letting the ball play him, that's not a trend. Michael has more than a year of big league action showing you I'm a well above average defensive third baseman. That error we saw in the fourth inning is very un-Michael Garcia. So I'm able to get past that. I'm past Salvi. I'm past Vinny. You know, Chris Stratton. Yeah, that's troublesome. Stratton now has 16 walks in 24 innings this season. Okay, Chris Stratton is concerning. You know, we can have that conversation, but the rest of the frustration from this game today doesn't stem from something that appears systemic. Now, the positive aspects of today's game, you know, MJ Melendez, Daniel Lynch, to me, those positives may just outweigh the negative. Now, the negative to me isn't an individual. It's not letting the game slip away. It's the bigger picture of it all. It's the mental advantage you allow Minnesota to have. Not that I believe this Royals clubhouse views the Twins as if they're superior, but the Twins can tell themselves they're superior. I want them doubting that. I want to snuff out hope from all division rivals. Royals had a chance to make the Twins question themselves with a win today. Man, we're unable to beat their number six starting pitcher? That, to me, is my frustration. The opportunity that was there that was ultimately missed. But MJ Melendez, a 12-pitch at-bat in the second inning, ends in a line drive out on a great play by Santana at first base. MJ then hits a solo home run in the fourth inning. His first home run in 6 weeks, an 8-pitch walk in the sixth, and a 109-mile-per-hour rocket to the opposite field to lead off the ninth inning. That could be. It's on him to show us that it's something more than just a good day at the office. But that jolt of confidence for MJ Melendez, the jolt of confidence that Daniel Lynch is likely taking away from another strong five innings. That, to me, in the grand scheme of things, might outweigh the final score, might outweigh the fact that Minnesota's now won five of the seven meetings between these two teams. Thanks for the phone call, Clay. Let's go to Adam in Lenexa. Adam, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. So I try not to be like a homer when I look at things like this, but sure. Even with my, you know, Royals-colored glasses, I still can't help but leave with massive optimism. And I'm going to give you two reasons. You tell me if it's a bridge too far, if I'm pulling my punches. One, it seemed like all of our mistakes was because the Royals were trying to force things, meaning the focus was there. It wasn't like they made mental mistakes because there was no focus. They were almost too focused. And two, worst case scenario, we're going to leave today with like the fourth best record in the majors. It's hard to really get down on yourself when you're the fourth best team by record. So that's my view of it anyway.
I appreciate the phone call. Sixth best record in Major League Baseball, fourth best record in the American League, and that run differential of plus 80 is fourth best in the bigs as well. Thanks for the phone call, Adam. The mistakes today, Mikel Garcia's error to lead off the fourth inning that was followed a few pitches later by a two-run blast from Ryan Jeffers to put the Twins on the board in the fourth. It was 4-0 prior to that home run, 4-2 afterward. The error from Garcia, I don't know if he was trying to do too much. I think he got caught in between. Charge, play it back, he indecision, takes a step back, and the ball plays him. Now, the Bobby error in the sixth inning, Chris Stratton made sure that error didn't come back to bite anybody. He just, walked two batters, threw one right down the middle to Max Kepler. But the error from Bobby Witt Jr., man, I'd advise him to make that throw again, to be quite honest with you. I've seen him make too many spectacular throws. Shoot, he did it in the first inning. Bobby made a spectacular backhanded play in the hole in the first inning for the first out for Daniel Lynch, right out of the gate against Carlos Correa. Bobby makes the spectacular play more times than not, to be quite honest with you. And on occasion, him attempting the spectacular is going to turn into an extra 90 feet for the opposition. It hasn't happened often this year. But yeah, I can get with that. Bobby's era was just him always believing he can make any throw on the field, a la Patrick Mahomes. Chris Stratton, I don't think that's a guy trying to do too much. That's unfortunately become way too common for Chris Stratton. To see another outing with multiple hits, multiple walks, multiple runs allowed. You can put it on Matt Quatrero if you want for allowing him to face Carlos in the sixth. But even if MacArthur comes in or Schreiber comes in and shuts the door and gets Correa to pop out and then, they avoid disaster there in the sixth inning. We're still having this conversation about Chris Stratton. Now, maybe it's in a happier tone because the Royals were able to maybe pull out the victory. Chris Stratton just continues to fall on the totem pole of trust right now in that Royals bullpen. Let's go to Jared in Fort Scott. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals drop the finale in Minneapolis 7-6.
Vern, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, Stratton might be falling down, but Sam Long's there to pick him up. Three
Woo!
And two-thirds.
Go ahead.
No hits, no runs. Pretty solid guy from Omaha, so I'll leave it up to you. Thanks.
Yeah, how can you not be happy with what Sam Long's done? Now, he's only faced 11 batters, but he's retired all 11. He goes through Buxton, Willie Castro, and Max Kepler in the seventh inning, needing just 10 pitches. Yeah, solid stuff from Sam Long. John Schreiber did come in that sixth inning after a bases-clearing three-run triple, a game-altering, game-winning three-run triple from Correa off of Stratton in the sixth inning. John Schreiber came in and eventually recorded that third and final out. He would not allow any more runs to score. Sadly, the Twins didn't need any more runs. Seven was enough, and they hold off the Royals 7-6, your final score. Schreiber's team-leading 25th appearance this season, 21st scoreless appearance as his ERA shrinks to 1.9. Take a quick timeout. We'll get right back to your thoughts and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
First pitch from Paddock, and Melendez crushes it deep to right field. It clears the stands. MJ Melendez blast off to right. The Royals extend their lead. It's 4-0 in the top of the fourth inning.
Oh, my God. At that moment, weren't you thinking, just when you think things can't get any better, MJ Melendez says, I'm back. 4-0 Royals after that two-out solo blast in the fourth inning. And then everything got worse after that. Twins would score two in the fourth, another in the fifth, four in the sixth, and they would win this game, taking the series, winning 3 of 4, 7-6, your final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. MJ Melendez, after seeing 12 pitches in his first at-bat, he obliterates the first pitch fastball he sees in his next trip to the dish. 416 feet, 109 miles per hour off of the bat. His fifth home run of the season. His first on the road. Shoot, that was his first RBI away from Kauffman Stadium this season. His first big fly away from the K since August 9th of 2023. My game notes following this, the 23rd loss of the season. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Text line is there for you, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, all we asked was maintain through May, and that's exactly what they've done. They're way beyond expectations for this year so far. Yeah, you're right. Tomorrow's the final day of May. So one more game, but obviously, yeah, they've maintained through May. In fact, they maintained through May, unlike May 5th. So much so that I had to change the definition of maintain through May. Now, the focus was then just stay healthy. That's the only thing that matters until you flip the calendar to June. Remain healthy. And for the most part, the team's done just that. Brady Singer scratched prior to this game because of an illness. Michael Wacha going to make the start tomorrow in the first of three against the Padres. Nice pitching matchup tomorrow with Michael Wacha going opposite Dylan Cease. 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, I guess the Royals aren't quite there yet against contenders, but they are getting closer every single week. Royals following this loss tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, are now 14-17 against teams at or above 500. Yeah, that's certainly something to take note of, right? But like I've mentioned before, I don't need a great team. I just want a playoff team. And I think that's the goal of John Sherman, of this front office, of this coaching staff. Now, everyone wants a great team. You know, that's the dream. But I thought we all agreed that the attempt to duplicate in Kansas City what they've done in Tampa, what they've done in Cleveland, that was the goal. To always be competitive, always be in the fight. Well, you don't need a great team to always be in the fight. You don't need to be a great team to make the playoffs. You need to either win your division or be a very good team. And right now, the Royals still have a very good chance of doing both. 913-586-7610. Michael Wacha, likely we'll see Brady Singer and Alec Marsh coming up this weekend, going opposite Dylan Cease, Joe Musgrove, and Michael King of the Padres. From the 816, simply put, Vern, I'm optimistic AF. Okay. Rally Mantis is blaming Matt Quatrero for this one. And listen, when Chris Stratton first walked a batter in that four-run sixth inning, there were already two runners on, right? The inning started, again, it's 4-3 Kansas City heading to the bottom of the sixth inning. Chris Stratton strikes out Byron Buxton to open up that frame, and then Willie Castro reaches as he pokes one to the opposite field. Bobby gets a glove on it. An errant throw gives Castro second base. So now there's a man in scoring position. The tying run is in scoring position with one out. Max Kepler falls behind in the count 1-2, but has served a fastball across the middle of the dish, and he serves it to the opposite field to tie the game up at 4. Following that AB, that's when Chris Stratton turned into the Chris Stratton we've seen way too often this season, and he issues a 6-pitch walk to Carlos Santana. 2-on, 1-out, tie game. The 9-hitter comes to the plate in the form of Christian Vasquez, and Chris Stratton strikes him out. But then he walks the bases loaded, walks Manuel Margot. And, like you and I have seen way too often, base on balls are an issue for Stratton. So when he walks Carlos Santana, I'm with you. I want someone up. I want Stratton. I want MacArthur up and ready to go, because I don't know if I'm giving him Carlos Correa. Well, following that walk to Margot, bases loaded, 2 outs. Do you go to Schreiber? Obviously, you don't have MacArthur up. Schreiber might not be ready to go, but he's up. Not the most ideal situation to bring him into, especially with the recent hiccups we've seen from Schreiber. Right? Schreiber's given up a run in 3 of his last 7 trips to the hill. You want to bring him in with the bases loaded and 2 outs? Hey, I trust him more than Chris Stratton, so I understand what you're saying. But to me, that's Stratton's mess. That walk to Margot, the walk to Carlos Santana, that's your mess. Get out of it. For those that want Chris Stratton gone, he, like Hunter Renfro, has a player option for 2025. He stinks. He's your problem again next year. Renfro, Wacha, Stratton. If they stink, you're stuck with them. Right now, Renfro stinks, and Stratton stinks. We'll see what Michael Wacha can do tomorrow. Let's get back to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 316, Fern, it's just a weird game altogether. Singer scratch, 2 defensive errors, bad bullpen management. Fern, the only proven thing about this bullpen is that they are inconsistent. Well, I think it's also proven that they can't get strikeouts in big spots, too. Now, save MacArthur and Schreiber. And I don't even know if you can put those guys in that group. No, the bullpen doesn't have that lights-out reliever. But we knew that when camp broke. And we also know, at least I assume we all know, the easiest thing to find at the trade deadline are big-name relievers. There are already a handful of them available as we speak. The Royals will go get that reliever. But we're 2 months away from the trade deadline. The cushion is still fat between the Royals and the rest of the American League as far as a playoff spot. The Royals are in the driver's seat. They've been aggressive since December, and I have no reason to believe that's going to change anytime soon. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Bob in Lee Summit. Bob, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vern. Royals made enough mistakes that cost them the game, and Stratton was struggling. But one big play or missed call, I think, was pretty important. That was a 2-1 pitch that the umpire missed. Yeah. Batting with a 3-1 count versus a 2-2 count is a world of difference. So that was kind of a shame, but his wildness may have led to the umpire missing that one.
Yeah. Perfectly said, Bob. Thank you very much for the phone call. Way to go. Way to be dialed into that game. Big spot. You're 100% right. But as I laid out, you know, Carlos Correa was the seventh batter faced by Chris Stratton. Strikes out Buxton. Base hit, walk, strikeout, walk. Now, you're right. A 2-1 pitch to Carlos Correa, bases loaded, tie game. Big spot, big call. No doubt about it. I can't deny it. I was waiting for someone else to bring it up because I certainly wasn't going to offer that up. Chris Stratton hasn't earned it, with all due respect. But yes, the 2-1 pitch to Carlos Correa there in the bottom of the sixth inning, huge spot. It's the 30th pitch of the inning for Stratton. And keep in mind, it's not as if he was consistently around the zone today. You know, 50-50, 32 pitches, 16 strikes. But you're right, the 2-1 pitch was in the zone. No doubt about it, that was strike two. It should have been a 2-2 pitch to Correa. Instead, it's 3-1, and Stratton has to come in, and boy, did he ever. Carlos Correa just crushes a 94-mile-per-hour fastball right in the middle of the plate. Just crushed it. Now, crushed it like a champion does to the opposite field. Not trying to get big, not trying to play hero, just trying to get the job done. And that's exactly what Correa did, crushing it to the opposite field for a 3-run opposite field game-winning triple. Twins take the finale, final score 7-6. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to David in Overland Park. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. What's going on, David?
Hey, hi, Vern. I'm a longtime Royals fan. And what's your take on how come Drew Waters is not brought up? Drew Waters from the minors, who played marvelously for us last year. Instead, we sit there with Renfro out there, and he gives us what he gives us. He's not going to get any better. He's been in the league 10 years. He's at the bottom of his game, and Waters is at the top of his game. Bring him up. Give him a chance.
I got you. Thank you very much for the phone call. A lot to get to there. Well, David, first of all, the Hunter Renfro thing, let me say this. Last year, this team lost 106 games. We wanted wholesale change, right? This organization spent all of 2023 telling us, it's an evaluation season. You know, hey, stick with us. We want to see what we have here. It's a new front office. It's a new owner, kind of. We want to see what we have here. All right. If you're going to make us sit through that, you better abide by the results. And you lost 106 games. You were maybe the worst team that has ever worn a Royals uniform. Could you imagine if they would have come back and said, you know what, we're sticking with the outfield, MJ and Isbell and Drew Waters, and we're basically bringing back the same team. Well, you want that competition. You had to bring in some big leaguers to push those young Royals that allowed 106 losses to happen a season ago. They revamped the bullpen. They brought in the type of starting pitching that would offer the type of stability we haven't seen in almost a decade. Now, Adam Frazier was breathing down the neck of Michael Massey and MJ Melendez in spring training. You know, Hunter Renfro took the job of someone this offseason. Whose job was he going to take? MJ's? Was he going to take Waters' job? Go out there and win a job. MJ did that last season. You talk about Drew Waters as if he's done something in the big leagues. Drew Waters hasn't. I mean, he's flashed, but obviously he's going to flash. We know the kid has talent. But he was well below a league average hitter last season. He got way too enamored with swinging for the fences when his five-tool ability, he didn't play to it. He tried to be the power, tried to focus on that one tool, and that's always going to backfire. But again, he's a kid. He only has 130 big league games under his belt. He doesn't turn 26 until this offseason. And don't let the numbers in AAA confuse you. While the 820 OPS that Drew Waters has put up this season across 42 AAA games, the average AAA hitter has an OPS near 790. So he's only slightly better than a league average AAA slugger. But I appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. I'll tell you this. If MJ remains a well below the Mendoza line hitter, even though MJ had arguably his best game today since the first few weeks of April, if MJ continues to struggle, if Hunter Renfro remains even worse, Drew Waters will get an opportunity. Don't worry about it. You're going to begin internally. You're going to give those guys a shot before you go out and make the trade for a Tommy Pham, a Brent Rooker, a fill-in-the-blank corner outfielder, DH bat. Waters will be here. But you're going to give Renfro the opportunity because, as I mentioned earlier, you're paying him, and you're paying him again next year. The only way you don't pay him next year is if he performs well this year. And I don't know how that's going to happen, but if it's going to, it better start soon. And MJ Melendez had an 850 OPS in the second half of last season. Now we're talking about almost 80 games of all-star type slug. Drew Waters has never done that. Now, Hunter Renfro hasn't done that in years. MJ Melendez has done it at the highest level. You're going to give that guy an opportunity. And tonight, you saw it flash once again as he reaches base twice, a 12-pitch at-bat in the second inning, a solo bomb in the fourth, a walk, an 8-pitch walk in the sixth, and then leading off the ninth inning, had the right idea, thinking opposite field, hits it hard, 109 miles per hour. Unfortunately, it finds the glove of the Twins left fielder, and the Royals lose 7-6, the final score. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Jake in Kansas City. Jake, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yo, what's going on, Vern? I just want to start by giving you a little bit of love, my friend. My lady and I, are experiencing the baseball season for the first time together, or figuring out what the deep end really means. And I often tell her that my freshman 50 back in 2013 was for two reasons. One, playing World of Warcraft and eating pizza. Two, nice. Getting Taco Bell after work and listening to the post game with you, buddy. Super grateful, man, for the work you do. Yeah, man. Very grateful for the time you put in. Now, that's I know there's plenty of opportunities to go the negative route, so I'm going to go optimism and, just a reminder. The optimism is maybe a little less obvious. Vinny Pasquantino scooted off the plate about six, well, I don't know if it's 6 inches. He's huge, but he scooted off the plate today. He was pitched in all weekend and was struggling to get into lower pitching or low balls. So I think that backing up off the plate is going to open him up a little bit and allow to take those low and inside balls yard, just like we saw today. So that's my maybe less than obvious reason for optimism. And then watching today and this weekend was a reminder how razor thin the margin in Major League Baseball is, right? We watched him play flawless baseball, but great defense all year. And this weekend, the little mistakes cost us. So I think this month of June is going to be the real test of what you said all offseason is at the deep end. So got a tough month ahead. I think the boys are going to clean it up. They're going to go fighting together, and I think we're going to be pleased after this month for sure. Thanks again, Vern. You're the man. I'll listen off air.
That's a very nice phone call. I appreciate it, Jake. Great observation with Vinny Pasquantino. I'll bring that up to him when I see him this weekend as the Royals and Padres open up a 3-game set tomorrow night at Kauffman Stadium, a 7:10 first pitch. I'll have the on-deck show beginning at 6 o'clock. Royals lose 7-6. They're now 7-9 this season in one-run games. Michael Wacha again. Michael Wacha, Dylan Cease in the opener. Joe Musgrove goes in game two against the Padres. Listen, 16 games remain on this stretch. You talk about the daunting schedule in the month of June. The Royals are in it. To me, the division race started with this series in Minnesota. And sadly, the Royals dropped 3 of 4. They still have the Twins 3 games at bay, but now they sit 3 games back, or yeah, 3 games back of the Cleveland Guardians for first place in the division. But 16 games, 16 straight games await this team against teams currently in the playoffs. Those Padres, then the Guardians, Mariners, Yankees, and Dodgers. A total of 20 straight games against playoff teams. So far, the Royals are 1-3 with 16 to go. We'll have all our answers at the end of this stretch. Right? You play the Twins, Guardians, Mariners, Yankees, and Dodgers. You'll know your shortcomings. You'll know what you need at the deadline, what you don't need at the deadline, who needs to pick it up, and who needs to go. Royals lose 7-6. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Pasquantino launches it deep to right field. Margot barely moves. That's way out of here. Welcome back to the lineup, Vinny Pasquantino. A two-run homer in the top of the first inning. And the Royals are out to a 2-0 lead.
That lead would grow to 4-0, Jake Eisenberg. As heard here on 610 Sports Radio, yeah, Vinny's home run, his first home run in 3 weeks, snapping a 56-at-bat homerless drought, gives the Royals a 2-0 first-inning lead. It would grow to 4-0, heading to the bottom of the fourth inning, and then 7 unanswered by Minnesota. They win 7-6, taking the series and sending the Royals back to Kansas City following a 3-4 road trip. We've had worse road trips. We've had worse starts to the season. There's more good than bad, no doubt about it. But as I mentioned right out of the gate, plenty to be frustrated about following this series loss at the hands of the division rival Twins. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Vinny's home run, the Royals' first extra base hit of the game, they've now collected an extra base knock in all 58 games this year. They're the only team in baseball that can say that, and they're getting pretty close to start making some history with how many consecutive games to start the season the boys have picked up an extra base knock. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, nothing happened in this series that the boys can't use to make themselves better. The series was tough, it was messy, but they kept fighting. Well said. From the 913, Vern, we did what you wanted them to do. Float around 500, so for real, right now, it's all just a win. Look at the text line coming through with some positivity. From the 913, Vern, given the options, what do you want to see us trade for? I know Randy Arozarena is slumping, but that's a guy that could just need a change of scenery. I like that idea. Arozarena, I believe, is a free agent after this season. And if that's the case, yeah, a rental. The Royals certainly have enough that they could part with what it would take to bring in. Now, a guy that has been a figurehead for that Tampa organization for some time, but I don't know how big that fan base is. How heartbroken would the Tampa St. Pete area be if Randy Arozarena made his way to Kansas City? No, he's still arbitration eligible until 2027. Okay, so no, I don't. To procure that type of talent, some other names in your text. You have Nolan Jones of the Rockies, a few Cardinals in there. What, Brendan Donovan you're wondering about? See, those guys have so many years of control, like Arozarena does as well. What it would take to get them, I certainly don't see it as worth it right now. 12 games above 500, 6th best record in Major League Baseball, 4th best run differential. Best defense in your division, best rotation in your division, best offense in your division. I don't see a team that's desperate. Now, if they become desperate, if the offense becomes so moribund that that's the reason why you're losing on a consistent basis, well, then I'm with you. Now, move heaven and earth if you have to bring in the type of bat that can resurrect the team. But this is a squad that's built around pitching, defense, and team speed. Two MVPs in the lineup, two All-Stars alongside in Mike Hell and Vinny, and then the rest just playing their part, getting in where they fit in. Let's go to Jason out in Washington. Jason, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call, man. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay, man. This one stings. I mean, not only the Twins have been tough on us for quite a while now, but remember in spring training, the quote-unquote attack the zone friendly competition amongst the pitchers?
I think
Stratton has always been one of those kind of nibbler kind of pitchers. So I think the bullpen needs to get back to attacking the zone, so to speak, because it just seems like the walks have killed us this series, just nibbling, so to speak. But I wanted to give some love to Daniel Lynch. No walks. He battled through that fourth inning, man. Bases loaded, one out, got Santana to strike out and kept it at 4-2. So, you know, if I take one thing positive away from this, Daniel Lynch and missed opportunities. But thanks for taking my call, Vern. Let's get him, get the Padres on Friday.
Yeah, I'm with it, Jason. Thanks for the phone call. As far as Chris Stratton is concerned, yeah, I mean, ideally you want everyone fearless on attack. The tough thing right now, and for as much as we talk about bringing in a bat, what this team is closest to desperate for is a strikeout reliever. A big velo, big punch-out reliever. That's what this team needs, in my opinion, more so than a slugging bat or an on-base bat. You know, yeah, I want them all to attack. But Chris Stratton, Will Smith, a few others out of that bullpen, they don't necessarily have the stuff that allows you to just say, here, I dare you to hit it. Because the hitters are begging for you to do that because your stuff's hitting 91. You know, if you're Will Smith, it's barely touching 90. Jason, thanks for the phone call. All right, stay tuned. Coming up next, Carrington Harrison. It is The Drive. Much more on this Royals ball club that's heading home after a 3-4 road trip. Heading home to take on the San Diego Padres for a big, slick weekend at the K. I'll talk to you live from the K. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, first of three with the Padres. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Take care, Kansas City. Appreciate you listening.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Pasquantino launches it deep to right field. Margot barely moves. That's way out of here. Welcome back to the lineup, Vinny Pasquantino. A two-run homer in the top of the first inning. And the Royals are out to a 2-0 lead.
That lead would grow to 4-0, Jake Eisenberg. As heard here on 610 Sports Radio, yeah, Vinny's home run, his first home run in 3 weeks, snapping a 56 at-bat homerless drought, gives the Royals a 2-0 first inning lead. It would grow to 4-0, heading to the bottom of the fourth inning, and then 7 unanswered by Minnesota. They win 7-6, taking the series and sending the Royals back to Kansas City following a 3-4 road trip. We've had worse road trips. We've had worse starts to the season. There's more good than bad, no doubt about it. But as I mentioned right out of the gate, plenty to be frustrated about following this series loss at the hands of the division rival Twins. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Vinny's home run, the Royals' first extra base hit of the game. They've now collected an extra base knock in all 58 games this year. They're the only team in baseball that can say that, and they're getting pretty close to start making some history with how many consecutive games to start the season the boys have picked up an extra base knock. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, nothing happened in this series that the boys can't use to make themselves better. The series was tough, it was messy, but they kept fighting. Well said. From the 913, Vern, we did what you wanted them to do. Float around 500, so for real, right now, it's all just a win. Look at the text line coming through with some positivity. From the 913, Vern, given the options, what do you want to see us trade for? I know Randy Arozarena is slumping, but that's a guy that could just need a change of scenery. I like that idea. Arozarena, I believe, is a free agent after this season. And if that's the case, yeah, a rental. The Royals certainly have enough that they could part with what it would take to bring in. Now, a guy that has been a figurehead for that Tampa organization for some time, but I don't know how big that fan base is. How heartbroken would the Tampa St. Pete area be if Randy Arozarena made his way to Kansas City? No, he's still arbitration eligible until 2027. Okay, so no, I don't. To procure that type of talent, some other names in your text. You have Nolan Jones of the Rockies, a few Cardinals in there. What, Brendan Donovan you're wondering about? See, those guys have so many years of control, like Arozarena does as well. What it would take to get them, I certainly don't see it as worth it right now. 12 games above 500, 6th best record in Major League Baseball, 4th best run differential, best defense in your division, best rotation in your division, best offense in your division. I don't see a team that's desperate. Now, if they become desperate, if the offense becomes so moribund that that's the reason why you're losing on a consistent basis, well, then I'm with you. Now, move heaven and earth if you have to bring in the type of bat that can resurrect the team. But this is a squad that's built around pitching, defense, and team speed. Two MVPs in the lineup, two All-Stars alongside in Michael and Vinny, and then the rest just playing their part, getting in where they fit in. Let's go to Jason out in Washington. Jason, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call, man. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing okay, man. This one stings. I mean, not only the Twins have been tough on us for quite a while now, but remember in spring training, the quote-unquote attack the zone friendly competition amongst the pitchers? I think Stratton has always been one of those kind of nibbler kind of pitchers. So I think the bullpen needs to get back to attacking the zone, so to speak, because it just seems like the walks have killed us this series, just nibbling, so to speak. But I wanted to give some love to Daniel Lynch. No walks. He battled through that fourth inning, man. Bases loaded, one out, got Santana to strike out and kept it at 4-2. So, you know, if I take one thing positive away from this, Daniel Lynch and missed opportunities. But thanks for taking my call, Vern. Let's get him, get the Padres on Friday.
Yeah, I'm with it, Jason. Thanks for the phone call. As far as Chris Stratton is concerned, yeah, I mean, ideally you want everyone fearless on attack. The tough thing right now, and for as much as we talk about bringing in a bat, what this team is closest to desperate for is a strikeout reliever. A big velo, big punch-out reliever. That's what this team needs, in my opinion, more so than a slugging bat or an on-base bat. You know, yeah, I want them all to attack. But Chris Stratton, Will Smith, a few others out of that bullpen, they don't necessarily have the stuff that allows you to just say, here, I dare you to hit it. Because the hitters are begging for you to do that because your stuff's hitting 91. You know, if you're Will Smith, it's barely touching 90. Jason, thanks for the phone call. All right, stay tuned. Coming up next, Carrington Harrison. It is The Drive. Much more on this Royals ball club that's heading home after a 3-4 road trip. Heading home to take on the San Diego Padres for a big, slick weekend at the K. I'll talk to you live from the K. 6 o'clock tomorrow night, first of three with the Padres. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Take care, Kansas City. Appreciate you listening.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.